the politics of power, and when it's electric power, the politics in Parliament generate more heat than light, with Labour accusing National's Energy and Resources Minister Simon Bridges of being ideologically blinkered.
Speaker, it's hard
Honourable
to take
Simon Bridges
being called ideologically blinkered from a party that wants to re-national.
Interjections like that one led to the Speaker calling on Labour's Grant Robertson to repeat his question.
Why is the Minister so ideologically blinkered that he is tied to an electricity system that means New Zealand consumers pay the second highest residential power prices relative to industry in the OECD, despite two-thirds of our power being generated from cheap hydropower, and where prices have risen since double the rate of inflation since the Bradford reforms?
Honourable Speaker, Simon Bridges.
Well, it's hard to take a criticism of being ideologically blinkered from a party that wants to re-nationalise the electricity system.
Simon Bridges even had a model for Labour to copy.
You know, if the party opposite wants to reintroduce some kind of Albanian energy policy, that's good for them.
And Stephen Joyce was asked to suggest another model.
I received one report which I believe came from the North Korean School of Economics. Apparently, the suggestion there was that nationalising the entire electricity industry would somehow lead to lower power prices.
Point of order.
From New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
The Minister cannot knowingly mislead the House. Now, you and I would know that he did not receive anything from the North Korean School of Economics, and yet he got up and he said that.
The Speaker rejected that suggestion before running into trouble when, in response to a question from Greens co-leader Russell Norman about electricity price rises over the past 20 years, Simon Bridges limited his answer to the period when Labour was in government.
Isn't it a simple fact that the actual answer to the question that was put on notice that the Minister should have given an answer to is that electricity prices for households rose 70% above inflation over the 20 years since his party introduced their ridiculous Bradford electricity reforms?
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Well, the simple fact is those reforms didn't have a chance to bed in, and the power prices shot up under the Labour Greens. But I'll give the member...
All right, sit down.
Order!
So Labour's Trevor Mallard had a go.
Have power prices increased by 70% more than the rate of inflation in the last 20 years?
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not certain of that fact, but what I do know is that the sharpest rise was under the 9 years of Labour when that minute guy was a...
Point of order.
Back to ideology and this final word from National's Joe Goodhew.
This government has no intentions of interfering with market forces.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.